news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
President-elect Joe Biden unveiled his health team early Monday, naming California Attorney General Javier Becerra Secretary of Health and Human Services. Becerra's nomination is embraced by the progressive community as he's been a supporter of Medicare for All throughout the 24 years he spent in Congress. If confirmed, Becerra would be the first Latino to run the department. A former congressman, Becerra had been considered a likely candidate to be named Attorney General. As California's Attorney General, he led 20 states and the District of Columbia in the fight to defend the Affordable Care Act against Republican efforts to dismantle it. As HHS Secretary, Becerra would face the challenge of leading the department as the coronavirus pandemic rages and takes a disproportionately heavy toll on people of color. As HHS Secretary, Becerra would be in a position to facilitate state waivers to make it easier for states to create Medicare for All systems and to take action on drug prices, something he fought for during the Obama administration. Dr. Vivek Murthy was selected to return to his role as Surgeon General, and Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the Chief of Infectious Diseases at Massachusetts General Hospital, was picked as the new director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Biden also announced that Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert, will remain as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. And frankly, all this can't come soon enough. The U.S. is nearing an average of 200,000 new COVID-19 cases every day, a sign that colder weather and bad pandemic behavior are making the situation worse. As of midnight Monday morning, millions of Californians are now under new lockdown orders, and the Navajo Nation has implemented another three-week lockdown to relieve its taxed healthcare system. And in Europe, some countries are discussing a different safety measure, immunity passports, which allow for travel if one has successfully recovered from COVID-19. Hungary has implemented them for months, and other countries like Iceland could soon follow suit. Meanwhile, here at home, coronavirus stimulus talks continued through the weekend, but Congress is still hung up on a few things. Republicans want liability protections for businesses, and Democrats want funding for state and local governments. Back to transition for a moment. The Biden transition team is finally scheduled to receive briefings from the Pentagon's intelligence agencies beginning Monday. This after some controversy about whether the Pentagon blocked the Biden team from certain Department of Defense intelligence agencies. And now, Attorney General William Barr, after being called out by Donald Trump for not doing his bidding in overturning the will of the people in the election, is reportedly considering resigning before the end of Trump's term. Interesting. And now this. Donald Trump tweeted on Sunday the news that his 76-year-old personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, had tested positive for the coronavirus. Trump didn't say what symptoms Giuliani had, but the New York Times reported that he was being treated at Georgetown University Medical Center in Washington, D.C. The Arizona legislature announced it will close for a week, quote, out of an abundance of caution, because Giuliani recently hosted a meeting, maskless, with a dozen or more current and future Republican state lawmakers, some of whom then attended an orientation for new lawmakers from both parties later in the week. And on Wednesday, Giuliani sat maskless in a Michigan hotel ballroom, fashioned to look like a hearing room, surrounded by similarly maskless people. When one witness appeared in a mask, the likely already virus-shedding Giuliani actually asked her,
"Miss Jacob?
Yes.
I don't want you to do this if you feel uncomfortable, but would you be comfortable taking your mask off so that people could hear you more clearly?
Can you hear me now?
Can everyone hear it clearly?
We can hear it, folks. We can hear you.
Okay."
And in normal times, this would have been the lead story of this newscast. Judge Nicholas Garofis on Friday directed the Trump administration to fully restore the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, DACA, which of course was designed during the Obama administration to protect younger undocumented immigrants from deportation. The order requires the Department of Homeland Security to post a public notice by Monday that it will begin accepting new DACA applicants for the first time since 2017. Under this ruling, the government must also extend benefits, including work permits, back to 2 years after they'd been limited to 1 year, find a way to contact all immigrants eligible for the program, and produce a status report by January 4th. Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf issued a memo over the summer restricting DACA to people who were already enrolled. But the same judge ruled back in November that that was invalid because Wolf had been unlawfully appointed to his position. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.